proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We conclude our series on the story of modern Israel by looking at Israeli-Arab wars, particularly the wars Israel had with the Hezbollah in Lebanon. After the 1978 fighting in Lebanon ceased, Palestine Liberation Forces in southern Lebanon returned to that area. They continued bombing northern Israeli towns in Galilee. On June 6, 1982, Israeli armies re-entered Lebanon. They surrounded the Palestinian Leadership Organization in West Beirut. Due to international pressure, though, the Israeli army allowed that group to depart for Tunis. Israel pulled out most of her troops from Lebanon in 1985, though some Israeli armed forces remained in southern Lebanon until 2000, when they too withdrew. Continued cross-border assaults by Muslim forces in southern Lebanon led to the 1996 action known as the Operation Grapes of Wrath. For 16 days, Israel conducted air raids on targets, including rocket launchers, installations and personnel belonging to the group Hezbollah, and including parts of the Lebanese civilian infrastructure. Preceding these attacks were warnings for civilians to flee from those areas. These military operations concluded with a ceasefire which, among other provisions, forbade cross-border assaults on civilians. We pick up now with Hezbollah itself. Hezbollah is an Iranian sponsored terrorist organization created in late 1982. It replaced the Palestinian Liberation Organization as Israel's primary foe in Lebanon. Hezbollah has launched rocket attacks into northern Israel and on occasion had members infiltrating the Israeli border. On one such incursion in 2006, an 80-man force from Hezbollah crossed the Israeli border from Lebanon. They kidnapped two Israeli soldiers serving as members of the border guard. Hezbollah forces fired over 4,000 rockets from Lebanon into northern Israel. These actions set off further Israeli attacks against positions in Lebanon. These positions included Hezbollah military targets, Lebanese infrastructure objectives. The Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, launched a ground invasion of southern Lebanon, imposing air and naval blockades on that country. That conflict ended inconclusively several months later. United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701 called for the disarmament of Hezbollah, withdrawal of Israeli Defense Force units, and the deployment of Lebanese armed forces and troops from the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, known by the acronym of UNIFIL. Both the Lebanese and Israeli governments accepted the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701. Some commentators have argued that Hezbollah achieved at least a moral victory, simply by avoiding total military defeat at the hands of the Israelis. Moreover, both the Lebanese government and UNIFIL declared that, despite the provisions of the United Nations resolution, they would not disarm Hezbollah. Muslim attacks against the Israeli forces continue to this day. Israel has longed for peace with all of its neighbors, but has yet to recognize that that peace will only come when Jesus Christ rules and reigns in his millennial kingdom. Because of that, the Israeli forces still put their trust in superiority in armament, battle tactics, and military personnel. However, the Israelis need to learn it is better to put confidence in God than to put confidence in men. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.